I wish to start my speech from several words about goals of this presentation. Initial information about flaws in ebook security was obtained during my research for dissertation, which dedicated to estimating degree of security for different electronic publishing solutions. After collecting additional facts, we were just terrified. There are many solutions on the market which positioned as secure, but they are not. And any publisher or distributor puts itself in a big danger by choosing secure ebook technology when guided only by information obtained from that technology developer. We have a long thought about way to share our knowledge about security flaws with others. We could make it public in details, but such approach will at first hit to publishers, which are not responsible for developers' mistakes or facts obscurity. We could make demonstration program with limited functionality, but it's often practice for developers, especially for a big one. Don't take in consideration any unwanted facts until that fact becomes really threatening. Unfortunately, demonstration version is not a threatening at all due to its demonstration but not action nature. Finally, we have decided to create demonstration program which could be converted to fully functional one by paying some amount of money. We have chosen $100 as a threshold value. That value is much more than price of average ebook, so not too many people will try to spend such money for some program. But ebook solution developers will be unable to continue push their programs on the market as secure while such program exists. It's a story of advanced ebook processor creation. The only thing advanced ebook processor does is getting input file in PDF or ebook pro format and saving it without any protection. By the way, advanced ebook processor has ability to decrypt books in Adobe's Acrobat ebook reader format, which actually just PDF with custom security handler. I could demonstrate you how our program is work. Here is Adobe's Acrobat ebook reader. And there are several free books which downloaded from the internet for free. But if you select an ebook and choose information, you could see that encryption, that document is encrypted and protected. All you need to get get a version of that book which could be transferred to any other computer is use our program. Select book from available from list of available books. Select destination file. And after that, you could open that file and see that that there is no security at all. So it's very easy, it's much easier than use software when ebook reading software when you bought a book for your laptop and you can transfer it to your work computer in any way. There is no way which Adobe provides for transfer your book from another protected book from another computer to from one computer to another. And the story continues. 5 days after initial release of the Adobe ebook of advanced ebook processor, Elcomsoft becomes a subject of attack from Adobe Systems Incorporated. Adobe claims that advanced ebook processor is illegal and need to be removed immediately from the web. A day later, internet hosting provider Vero Incorporated has closed access to the Elcomsoft website and several other sites with the same IP address, according to complaints from Adobe. One of the reasons provided was that site offers downloads to copyrighted software published by Adobe Systems, which is obviously not true. On the same day, Adobe sent complaint to RigNow, billing services used by Elcomsoft. This time they called it unauthorized distribution of software. Meanwhile, Adobe has released version of 2.2 of the ebook reading software, which prevents ebook from being deprotected by the first version of advanced ebook processor. But the only thing Adobe has changed in security mechanism was encryption key value. Now Elcomsoft website is hosted with another provider and demonstration version of advanced ebook processor, which could easily process book from ebook reader 2.2 available for free from internet as demonstration version with limited functionality. You could find full story of that conflict at our website www.elcomsoft.com. No, just a demonstration version of program. No, not right now. Publishing details will hit publishers, but not Adobe. And we don't make our main goal to hit publishers. We must prove that encryption based on PDF technology, that ebook distribution based on PDF technology is insecure. And now let's go back to technical aspects of ebook security. As we have demonstrated in our speech on Black Hat Win2K security at February 2001, encryption in Microsoft Office documents is very weak and password protection may be removed without any problems in most cases. In this speech, I'll try to cover some security aspects of electronic books and documents. The most attention will be paid to documents in PDF format. Documents publishing in electronic form have a lot of advantages against traditional on-paper publishing. You could easily find list of such advantages on web server of any company which provides ebook solutions. But nobody is perfect, and there are several disadvantages of electronic publishing. And my disadvantage is that information in electronic form could be duplicated and transferred, and there is no reliable way to take control over that process. There are several solutions from different companies that were developed to prevent unauthorized distribution of the electronic documents. And some solutions are oriented on dedicated devices like Rocket eBook by Gemstar. Such devices have the ability to buy and download secured books from over internet. But in this speech, I am dealing with software solutions only, which works on personal computer platform. There are multiple programs that take HTML pages and pack them in a container. After that, container transferred to customer's computer and displayed there via Internet Explorer application programming interface. Content of such books could be easily extracted from Explorer. Besides, developers of that software often have insufficient knowledge in security area. For example, the Internet Marketing Center, developers of eBook Pro software, crudely describes their products with the following phrase: eBook Pro, the only software solution in the universe that makes your information virtually 100% burglar-proof. But on practice, all data protection is concluded in storing each byte of compressed data with the same constant. On my opinion, there are only two popular formats which allows relatively secure ebook distributions. These formats are Microsoft Lit and Adobe PDF. Let's let Microsoft Reader with its Lit format for another speech and start speaking about PDF. First of all, I will talk about international structure of PDF documents, which was mainly derived from PostScript language. Any document is set of objects plus some additional information object, which defines special objects such as document root, document information, document encryption, etc., and allows random access in any object in the file. Each object in document identified by unique combination of the object ID and generation ID. There are five basic data types could be used within objects. They are Boolean values, numeric values, object references, names, strings, and streams. Stream are usually contains pages content in a compressed form. Also, two complex data types are supported, arrays and dictionaries. Dictionary is list of named elements of any type. Now let's pay some attention to general principles of PDF encryption. Documents can be encrypted to protect their content from unauthorized access. Access to protected document contents is controlled by security handler specified in the encryption dictionary of the document. Strings and streams in a protected document, except those in encryption dictionary, are encrypted using the RC4 encryption algorithm, a copyright and proprietary algorithm of RSA Data Security Incorporated. This prevents unauthorized users from simply removing the password from a PDF file to gain access to it. Other data types, such as integers and booleans that are used primarily for structural information in a PDF file, are not encrypted. This combination protects a document's content while allowing random access to the objects within a PDF file. Protection of data in a PDF file consists of two steps: computation of a key to be used to encrypt data and encryption of the data. The key is simply a string of bytes. Key length depends on version of encryption algorithms used. Version 1 of encryption algorithm was introduced in PDF 1.1 specification and works with keys of exactly 40 bits in length to satisfy all United States cryptographic expert requirements. Version 2 and 3 of encryption algorithm defined in PDF 1.4 specification and allows variable length keys up to 64 and 128 bits in length respectively. Version 3 of algorithm still officially unpublished as an export requirement of the United States Department of the Commerce. All strings and streams within one object are encrypted with object-specific key. That key is calculated by passing document key along with object ID and generation ID of the object to the MD5 hash function. Several first bytes from MD5 output are treated as object key. Actual number of bytes used is equal to document key length increased by 5, but no more than 16 bytes. In version 3 of algorithm, bytes from object ID and generation ID are slightly transformed, and additional 4 byte salt string passed to MD5 are input. When PDF viewer like Adobe Acrobat Reader displays encrypted document, the only thing that viewer needs to know is document encryption key and encryption algorithm version. Version number is stored in encryption dictionary, while document key should be provided to PDF viewer by security handler. There are many different security handlers already exist, and anyone could develop new one, e.g. using Acrobat software developing kit. Now let's take a look at several widely used security handlers. Most of them are implemented as plugins for Adobe Acrobat Reader. First one is Standard Security Handler. It's the most popular security handler because support for that handler is embedded in Adobe Acrobat and almost any PDF viewer. PDF's standard security handler allows two passwords to be specified for a document, an owner password and a user password. Currently, supplying the password allows a user to open the document, decrypt it and display it on the screen. Currently, supplying the owner password will give full access to a document. Correctly supplying the user password will potentially provide a reduced set of operations that can be performed on the document. Access information in the document's encryption dictionary specifies which of these operations, if any, may be performed. The owner password must be supplied in order to change this restriction of the passwords themselves. The following operations are optionally permitted for standard security handler version 2 when a correct user password is provided: modifying the document contents, copying text and graphics from the document, adding or modifying text annotations and interactive form fields, and printing the document. And Acrobat 5 introduced several new options in limitation of actions that could be performed over the document. It is obvious that PDF can't enforce the document access privileges specified in the encryption dictionary. So, if user password is empty or known, it is possible to calculate document encryption key and decrypt the document. That is exactly what Advanced PDF Password Recovery application developed by Elcomsoft does. If neither user nor owner password is known, dictionary or brute force attack could be performed. The tables that you see is first table illustrates speed of password searching in passwords per second and the number of MD5 and RC4 iterations for calculate one password for security handler version 2 and 3. Attack on password cannot guarantee that document key will be found. But if document encrypted with 40 bits key, it's possible to find correct one by enumerating all possible keys. Single key testing for standard security handler 2 requires only one RC4 computation. Complete keys enumeration takes about 40 days on single 450 megahertz processor. Probably 40 days per document seems too long, so there are several ways to reduce time needed to find document encryption key. First approach is based on parallel computing. For example, if four computers are available, document key will be found in 10 days. When more than one document with standard security handler needs to be cracked, case for all the documents could be found in one pass. That will require almost equal time for any number of documents because the most time-consuming operation, which is RC4 initialization, is performed once for each key to be tested, regardless of number of documents. Finally, if large data storage is available, it is possible to create array of pre-computated data, which could be used to skip testing of some wrong keys. Every 2 in power of 40 bits or 128 gigabytes allows decrease number of keys to be tested twice. So by combining it with parallel computation, four computers with 128 gigabytes of hard drive space each will find the key in 64 times faster than ordinary single processor case enumeration. Certainly, filling data storage with pre-computated data requires at least the same amount of time as key search for one document, but after that key from any document could be found in less than one day. By the way, enumeration of all 40 bits keys could be performed not only for standard security key handler, but also for any security handler which use version 1 of encryption algorithm. Such attack is sort of plain text attack. Assuming that document creation date is stored as ASCII string and we could check appropriateness of document key by calculating object key and decrypting string with date. If resulted string looks like valid date string, then correct key is found. Each key testing requires one MD5 and one RC4 computation. So complete enumeration will take about 2 months on single 450 MHz processor. The time could be reduced only by parallel computation. Multiple document processing or pre-computated data is useless because object key is dependent on object number, and it is improbable that many documents will have creation date stored in object with the same number. Next handler is ROT13 security handler. Story of the ROT13 handler looks just ridiculous. That handler is used to protect reports created by New Paradigm Resource Group. Each copy of the report costs about $3,000 and documents protection looks adequate. Customer subscription includes hardware dongle which needs to open any report. Every document is protected with password, but there is one odd thing. Software developing kit for Adobe Acrobat 4 contains sample code for two security plugins, and as you probably already guessed, one of them is called ROT13. That sample designed with several security flaws. The most significant one is that password is just checked but not used in encryption, and all documents protected with that handler use the same fixed document encryption key. That key is stored as string and could be found by a text viewer in the body of the compiled plugin. Definitely, plugin used by New Paradigm Resource Group contains additional code to check dongle presence and use different encryption key, but key is still fixed and easily findable by text viewer. So, All that hacker needs to get full access to any report is modify key constant, remove password checking from sample sources, and compile the plugin. Next handler is FileOpen handler. FileOpen security handler was developed by FileOpen Systems and used in their software product called FileOpen Publisher. FileOpen Publisher is very powerful program for protecting documents and managing digital rights management over that documents. And each copy of FileOpen Publisher cost about $2,050. And FileOpen claims that their system and Adobe Acrobat 5.0 provide a complete secure e-publishing solution. But that is advertising materials said. But how secure FileOpen documents in reality? FileOpen Publisher 2.3 and earlier encrypts all documents with the same constant key. In December 2000, Elcomsoft has published a press release which tells about flaws in FileOpen security handler. After that, our technical director, Vladimir Katalov, has several conversations with president of FileOpen System Incorporated. That man started from complaints on his cruel destiny and then asks to remove all mention of FileOpen vulnerability from Elcomsoft's website, sees all discussion of FileOpen on all public news groups, and produce new version of advanced PDF password recovery software with no functionality to decrypt FileOpen documents. Certainly, he got the answer that it is impossible to fulfill his requests. But Elcomsoft could help FileOpen in making their plugin more secure. On that, FileOpen's representative said that he would take it into court if this request would not be fulfilled. Probably his lawyer said that there is almost no chances, but since that time we didn't hear any other threat from him. Anyway, in January 2001, FileOpen has released a new version, 2.4, of their publisher software, which differs from previous version only in improved security. New version encrypts documents with variant keys, but document itself contains all necessary information to instantly calculate the key and could be decrypted by new version of advanced PDF password recovery. Probably they just grudge to monies to hire security specialists and develop real protection. Next handler is SoftLock handler. SoftLock handler was developed by SoftLock Services Incorporated, and SoftLock is Adobe Acrobat plugin that allows you to add security features to PDF documents. When the user opens a SoftLocked PDF, SoftLock calculates a unique number called a SoftLock ID, which is based by default upon the user's hard drive. SoftLock then looks for the unique password, which is appropriate to that SoftLock ID and PDF. If the correct password is present, PDF is unlocked. If it is not, customer is invited to purchase the correct password. The approach used by SoftLock handler is not bad, but implementation corrupts the idea. Unlocking password length is exactly 8 characters. Any character then converted to one hexadecimal digit. Hence, resultant password length is 32 bits. Moreover, 8 bits are used for password integrity check, so effective password length is only 24 bits. It's easy to write a program that will find correct password by simple enumeration. All possible passwords could be tested by internal SoftLock checking routine in about 30 hours on 450 MHz processor. Password checking algorithm is based on modified MD5 hash function, so optimized version probably will find the password in minutes. In May 1st, 2001, SoftLock has claimed about a significant reduction of operation to avoid bankruptcy. Who knows, probably their troubles is related with careless and security plugins development. Next handler is Adobe's WebBuy handler, or PDF merchant, it's another name. In Adobe Acrobat 4.05, Adobe has implemented support for new security handler, WebBuy. That is the first handler which allows key lengths greater than 40 bits. WebBuy handler requires to view documents protected with PDF Merchant Digital Rights Management technology. Customers are restricted from viewing document until they purchase a license. In most cases, licensed document could be opened only from computer it was bought for. to implement such functionality, the bi-handler sends to licensing server one or more identifiers like computer or processor ID, storage volume number, user ID, etc. Several server generates RMF file, probably its abbreviated rights management format, and send it to user. RMF file is XML document which contains obfuscated PDF encryption key, document access permissions, and certificate to check license validity. There are three different public RSA keys involved in document key computation procedure. At first step, 124 bits publisher's key. First step, 124-bit publisher's key, which stored in license certificate, is used to check license validity. After that, another 124-bit key is used to check certificate validity. It most looks like that key is owned by Adobe. When license and certificate integrity is confirmed, WebBuy checks if document licenses for current computer configuration. There are one or more records in RMF file which describes components to be tested. Each record contains test condition, equal, not equal, greater, etc. Component name like CPU, user ID, universal time counter, etc. And encrypted key value. Records could be combined with logical operators and or. If this checking successfully passed, the key value from some record is decrypted and the same publisher's by the same publisher's key that was used for license integrity checking and decrypted one more time with 912 bits key, which seems to be owned by Adobe too. Resulting 20 bytes value is combined with data from encryption dictionary and with component ID, CPU ID, hard drive ID, etc. By means of MD5 hash function and XOR operation to get document encryption key. Two RSA keys owned by Adobe, one for certificate generation and another for document key encryption, guarantees that publishers will pay Adobe for each document to be protected. And it seems impossible to falsify a license by updating document's permissions. But if anyone have access to pair of PDF and RMF file, it is possible to calculate document encryption key and decrypt the document. Even without physical access to a computer, the document was licensed for. That is exactly what Advanced eBook Processor does. Adobe's next security handler is Adobe's Acrobat eBook Reader EBX handler. Acrobat Reader is not only the PDF viewer with security support in the world. There was at least one more viewer, Glassbook Reader. But Glassbook Incorporated, the development company of the Glassbook Reader, was acquired by Adobe and viewer was renamed to Adobe's Acrobat eBook Reader. eBook Reader implements electronic books exchange protocol developed by EBX Workgroup to manage document keys. Protocol specification is freely available and describes data processing in detail. During activation of the reader, RSA key pairs is generated and public key is registered on a server, while private key retained by reader. After buying license to some book, reader receives a voucher which contains document key encrypted with reader public key, information about document permission, and additional data which allows voucher authenticity checking. So, knowing private key is necessary and enough to calculate document key and decrypt the document. In eBook Reader, private key stored encrypted by RC5 algorithm in voucher subdirectory. There are two ways to get RC5 key and therefore the private key. RC5 key could be calculated as a hash of several computer-specific IDs, like processor ID and hard drive volume ID. Another copy of RC5 key stored encrypted with another key, which is hard-coded in the body of the reader executable. It is impossible to modify document permission and falsify voucher authenticity without knowing document key. But after extracting private key and calculating document key, it is very easy to generate voucher with any permissions and for any computer. Here is a brief scheme. And next item of my speech is obtaining encryption key from PDF viewer. As you can see from this scheme, document encryption key always passed through MD5 hash function. So the only thing you need to get document key is intercept calls to MD5 hash function and wait until document key will be passed to it. And there are several ideas which could help. Find a code which related with MD5 hash function implementation. MD5 update function resides not far from MD5 init function, which uses some special constants. MD5 update often called just after call to MD5 init function. And MD5 update or some function called from MD5 update uses 64 constants defined in MD5 specification. So finding this function in the body of the program is not very big task. And Adobe Acrobat and Acrobat Reader of version prior to 5.0 have no reverse engineering protection at all. Intertrust DocBox plugin supplied with Acrobat 5 uses simple debugging detection tricks and terminates Acrobat if debugger is present. Main executable file of the ebook reader is encrypted and contains anti-debugging code, but both levels of protection could be removed by average skilled hacker. Besides, none of these programs checks for code integrity. So it's very easy to do virtually anything with program by modifying its code in memory. And one of such application is intercepting encryption key within PDF viewer. And there is another security flaw in Acrobat, plugin certification. Acrobat provides plugins software developing kit and plugin certification mechanism. Acrobat Reader loads only certified plugins, and each developer should sign a reader integration key license agreement and pay fee of $100 to obtain reader certification digital certificate from Adobe. This certificate could be used to reader certify any plugin. Also, in some cases, for example, when opening documents protected with Adobe WebBuy or Intertrust DocBox Security Handler, Acrobat reloads itself to make sure that only plugins certified by Adobe are loaded. But certificate checking algorithms make decision about certificate validity upon plugin's portable executable header only. So any correction in the plugin code will pass unnoticed. Moreover, it's possible to modify Adobe certified plugin to load any other plugin and pass control to it. Hence, any plugin could be loaded as if it was certified by Adobe, making certification completely useless. In conclusion, I wish to say that, as you see, the most recent PDF specification provides encryption ability with key lengths up to 128 bits. Key generation algorithm could be implemented in any desirable way by means of security plugin. But all that capabilities becomes useless if document could be opened for viewing. Moreover, several security plugins so poorly implemented that allows get the document key with little efforts. The main problem of PDF encryption is that encryption key is passed to viewer and document should be decrypted before displaying. So there is some places where key is available and another place where content is already decrypted. Implementing anti-reversing tricks or complicated cryptography will make key instruction harder, but not impossible. So it looks almost impossible to implement really secure ebook processing and ebook transferring mechanism with software solution only. That's all, thank you. Unfortunately, I'm not so perfect in English, so please, if you have some question, ask in person, not from the room. Thank you.